Our attention is so fleeting. Our attention spans can be so scattered. We hear about Ezra reading and preaching from the law, from the Torah, for about 6 hours, from sunup to midday, and the people listened intently. If I'd try that, preaching for 6 hours, there'd be two of us left, I bet, at the end of it. Myself and I bet Deacon would stay. But he'd be grumbling over there. He'd be clearing his throat and trying to give me signs. But we hear that they listened intently because the people had been scattered. They had been taken off into captivity into Babylon. And now the Israelites were allowed to go back to their home in Jerusalem. And when they had been scattered, because our attention spans are so fleeting, they had largely forgotten about their God. They had forgotten about the law that had been given to them. And so Ezra, the priest, read from the law, and he taught them from it. And having been reminded now of this, having been refocused back on who they were, their eyes became filled with tears. But he and Nehemiah say, no, let your hearts instead be filled with joy, because God has chosen you. Jesus enters the synagogue today, and he unrolls the scroll of Isaiah and reads the prophecy of the one anointed by God and says, this is fulfilled today in your midst. And we hear that the eyes of all looked intently at him. They were focused like a laser on him. I want you just for a moment, look to Jesus on the crucifix. To look to him. Without Jesus, everything falls apart. In the world, in your life, everything falls apart. But because of Jesus, because of him, we belong to God. And we belong to one another. The cross points up. We belong to God. And it points side to side. We belong to one another. Because we had been estranged in sin. We had been scattered and shattered because of sin from God. And because of Jesus, because of his body, we have been united again with God. We had been scattered and shattered apart from one another. But because of Jesus in his body, this is my body given for you, spoken at the Last Supper, and then done, and it is finished upon the cross, where he said through what he did, this is my body broken and given for you. Because of that, we're united to God. We belong to him, and we belong as well to one another. What connects us, what unifies us? The body of Jesus, his body. But our attention is so fleeting, and we live in such a scattered way that we lose sight of this. We lose focus on where is Jesus at? Where is he? Where is Jesus present? He's present spiritually in your soul. But we live in a scattered way that we lose sight of that. We don't focus on that. And so we live so much in the past, we live in the future, we live in all these different things that are going on, that we lose sight of Jesus is present within your soul. He is there. Not just in word, but in reality. And Jesus is present spiritually there in your soul, and he's present physically in his church, in his body, through which we receive the sacraments, including his real presence in the Eucharist, and all the sacraments through which we receive grace, which we receive healing and strength. And he's present physically in his church, and through the power of that grace that we receive in the sacraments, we're able to live lives of charity, which means Jesus is able to live through us. When you love other people truly out of charity, you're not just loving them with your love. You're loving them with Jesus' love flowing through you. There's a priest who, he's got to be about 100 years old now. He's in his upper 90s. Monsignor John Essef. He lives in Omaha, Nebraska. He, even now, close to 100, still gives retreats, and he still acts as an exorcist as well. And he'll do this thing every now and then when he's preaching or at a retreat, where he'll come and he'll point at people individually. And he'll do it to emphatically make a point. He'll say, "You are Jesus. You are Jesus. You are Jesus. You are Jesus." Now that needs some theological nuance, so you don't all walk around with Messiah complexes. But not to nuance away the truth of that. That you are a member of the body of Christ, which means you are Jesus. He lives within you. He is alive within you. St. Teresa of Avila captured the truth of this perhaps in the most powerful way. She said, "Jesus has no body now on earth but yours. He has no eyes through which to look with compassion upon the world but yours. He has no hands, no feet to bring healing, to bring the good news, to proclaim it, but yours. You are the body of Christ. Jesus is alive within you." That's the great dignity we have as Christians. That Jesus chooses to act and to live through us now, through his body. St. Paul says we are one body, but we're many parts. And a body is only as strong as its weakest member. It's only as strong as its care for its weakest member. This is true in the physical human body as well. So my body, as it won't surprise many of you, it doesn't have a lot of weaknesses. But it does have a left shoulder, which has always caused me problems. Because when I was young, my younger brother Neil and I used to play one-on-one football with one another. You have some hyperactive kids, you want them to burn their energy, send them out to the front yard to tackle each other for an hour. So we would play one-on-one football, and I was going deep for a pass, which you can do in one-on-one football, because you hike the ball to yourself, and then you either run directly at them, around them, or you throw yourself a deep pass. And I was going for a deep pass I had thrown to myself, and I laid out, and I'm sure I caught it. But Neil came directly down upon me, and my shoulder got smashed. And so now, I have to always be caring for my shoulder. I have to do these stupid little exercises to keep it strong. But when I don't, when I'm not caring for it, it'll affect the rest of the body. It'll cause a stiffness to go up through my neck. I'll get headaches. It'll shoot pain down my back. That the body is only as strong as its weakest part. And if one part is injured, it affects the whole body. This is true within our physical bodies. It's true within the church and within society as well. But we give fleeting attention to this. We can lose focus on this. Because we can become so focused on either just ourself, or even if we're striving to live the Christian life, we can get so focused on just me and Jesus, me and God, that I lose sight of this. But do you know who had laser focus on this always? If you look at the lives of the saints, they were laser focused in the way in which they lived out God's love on the weakest members of his body. That they knew that to love like Jesus means to have a particular care for the weakest and the most vulnerable. The Gospel of Luke, which we hear from, he especially focuses on this. He was a physician before he became a follower of Jesus. And we hear about healing that he brings. But all through the lives of the saints, you hear this. St. Lawrence, 250 AD, he's told by the Emperor Valerian, because Valerian had heard that these Christians have great treasures, bring to me within a week all the great treasures of the church. Lawrence said he would. He was a good deacon. And so he brought and gathered within the city of Rome all the poor, all of those who had nothing. And when the emperor returned with his cohort, he said, here are the treasures of the church. St. John Matha, 13th century, he focuses especially on the slaves in the slave trade of that time. And he would raise money and he would trade, he and those in his order, themselves for the freedom of the slaves. In our 21st century, Mother Teresa, there's a story in which a bishop goes in the early days of her ministry in India with the Sisters of Charity, that he wanted to go and volunteer to work there. And as he comes in, and Mother Teresa's like, do you want to see Jesus? He's like, what are you talking about? And he goes and follows Mother Teresa, and she points to somebody who's dying on a cot, and she said, there's Jesus. Now please wash him. John Paul II said that a society will be judged by how it treats its weakest members. He wasn't the first person to say that, but what he did add is he said, surely in our age, those weakest members are the unborn and the dying. It's the weakest members of our society, of our body. The unborn. If abortion isn't wrong, nothing is. The dying. If you want to be close to Jesus on the cross, be close to those who are dying. Jesus in the gospel proclaims he's come for the poor, the prisoners, the blind, the oppressed. The poor and the prisoners, that to see the face of God within them. The blind, he always speaks of the blind as being those who have become blind and lost in sin. That when we see those who are lost in the midst of sin, does our heart move to judgment right away, or is it move to compassion, desiring them to be close to God? Well, we have a fleeting attention to this. But instead, what our attention is drawn to, if we're to love like Jesus loves, is there has to be a special place within our hearts, especially for those who are weakest. Whatever parts are weaker, they're all the more necessary in the body. I'll close just with this. I'm a year and a half here at St. Wenceslas, and I'm still unpacking boxes. It might be another 6 months, but if I can get it in by the two-year mark, that's great. As I was unpacking more stuff this week, I came across an article that Monsignor Tom Richter wrote in the Dakota Catholic Action a couple years ago, and he wrote about his younger brother, Andy. The younger brother, Andy, has Down syndrome. And he wrote about how with their family, all through Andy's life growing up, how much Andy needed their family to take care of him, and he still does now. But his point at the end that he comes back to is that much more than how Andy needed their family and their family's love is that their family needed Andy. Their family needed him to show them how to love, to soften their hearts. He didn't say it, but without Andy, they would be a bunch of brutes. But now they're holy brutes because of him. And this is why God gives us the weakest members of the body, to show us how to love, to show us how to love as he does, and how to become more human, belonging to God and to one another.